Bobby Fischer is still in custody in Japan this weekend. He was detained by Japanese officials earlier this month when he tried to travel from Japan to the Philippines with an invalid U.S. passport. Bobby Fischer has long been considered a genius and just a bit of a jerk, a grandmaster who gave Dash an epical drama to a board game. There have been other geniuses in chess, of course, though perhaps a little easier to get along with. Garry Kasparov joins us now. He is the world's top-ranked chess player. He's a writer of a six-volume series of the game's great players. He joins us from Split, Croatia. Mr. Kasparov, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for calling.
Where does Bobby Fischer stand in the ranks of great chess masters of the 20th and now 21st century?
Now, one can hardly overestimate Fischer's importance for the game of chess. He's probably single-handedly revitalized the game of chess in the late 60s and early 70s, the game which was under strict control of Soviet officials, because Soviet chess players had been dominating the game for quite a long time. And Fischer not only won the title, but he brought the game of chess to new heights. So I would say Fischer was the greatest thing to ever happened to chess, but on the other side was the greatest strategy. And eventually it ended up in disaster.
In disaster?
Okay, disaster probably is a very strong word, but when the game was reaching level of golf or tennis, it ended up with nothing. It's still a great game, but we never experienced commercial sponsorship at the level we could have expected with Fischer on top in 1972.
Mr. Kasparov, I'd like to get you to talk about some of the other people you're writing about in this series. Tigran Petrosian, for example.
Yes. In fact, I have just to say very few words about the series, because it started 10 years ago with some publications, and I wanted just to show the contribution of world champions into the game. Mm-hmm. And it ended up with a six-volume series where I want just to present the entire development of the game of chess over 200 years and the way that every great player changed the game. And Petrosian, he was one of the great champions. He was a champion in the 60s. And it was very unique positional player, somebody who just sensed the very hidden demands of the position just before his opponents could realize that things were changing, the wind was blowing in a different way. Mm-hmm. He already was well aware and prepared.
Well, I understand he was called the last inaction hero?
Yeah, it's a very strange assessment. Inaction could be a sort of action as well, because, you know, some players in tennis, say, they have a very powerful serve and they rush to the net. But some of them are play, you know, from the back line. So Petrosian, if you continue this tennis analogy, never rushed to the net. He didn't need it. So he was like a ball constrictor, you know, sitting somewhere, you know, in the bush and waiting. And his inaction was also a type of prevention. He prevented his opponents to be active, and when they got irritated and they lost the control, he was there just to strike.
Now I understand that Mr. Petrosian was the man who defeated the chess player who's Mikhail Botvinnik, who is often considered your mentor.
Yes, Botvinnik was also considered to be a patriarch of Soviet chess school. He was the first Soviet champion, and the many generation of Soviet players, they grew up under his very strong influence. And when he left professional chess, he concentrated on working with young players, and I was one of his pupils. Mm-hmm. And I established very, very good and very close relations with this great player. I enjoyed working with him very much, and I learned a lot from Botvinnik. And it's irony is that Botvinnik lost to Petrosian the year when I was born, in 1963.
Can you be too old at some point to play chess at the level you want to play it?
Absolutely. Chess is a pretty young game that probably many people don't recognize it, but the average age of top 10 now, it's below 30.
And is that younger than it used to be?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's not forget, Fischer, when he won his title, he was 29, and he was the youngest challenger in the cycle. Now, 29 is already quite an age by modern chess standards. For many of these kids, you know, I look like a dinosaur who used to play, you know, Petrosian Spassky, and even, you know, used to be taught by Mikhail Botvinnik.
Oh, my. So they it's sort of like you've stepped out of the history books to play them?
Absolutely. I'm, you know, many of them probably see me as the historical link between very old generation and young players. So I learned from the players that grew up in 30s and 40s. I played with great players that dominated chess in 50s, 60s, and 70s, and I'm playing with the kids in the 21st century.
Mr. Kasparov, thank you very much for finding the time for us.
Yes, thanks, Scott, for the conversation.
World chess champion Garry Kasparov speaking from Split, Croatia.